For tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday evening, April 10th, 1982. Lake Hamilton Bible Camp Spring Deliverance Seminar being held in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Dr. Haggard is the speaker.
The Lord bless you. Praise the Lord. Thank you for it. Don't forget the books back here. There are some wonderful books back there. There are several books that are my favorites, and I'll just mention two or three of them. I hope they're back there. One is Jesus the Healer by E.W. Kenyon. Another is The Light and the Glory, which I think every home should have for a textbook for their children. Another book is Judas Scepter and Joseph's Birthright. Then there's a book that has just come back into print, Maria Woodard. I never knew that there was a woman evangelist before Amy Semple McPherson. But Maria Woodard was an evangelist of evangelists. And she held a revival meeting in this town right here in 1913, from which came the beginnings of Assemblies of God out of that great revival. And it's a book that thrills your soul as you read it. And the glory of the God of God has not departed, but it's returning to the land and to the temple of the Lord. And I expect yet again to see such a revival in this area and in Hot Springs as was here in her day. And I appreciate it. And the Lord has blessed us by us being blessings to others. And He's helped us to bless others and to be part of different ministries, as I said. We were privileged to be at Angelus Temple when Amy Semple McPherson was there. We were privileged to be there and sit under her ministry. And I appreciated that woman. Regardless of what the controversy was about her, the Spirit of God rested in that place, and the mighty power of God moved through her and through other ministries. And God has blessed us in that way. God's blessed us to be able to meet men across the nation and women. And He's blessed us to be able to be privileged. Our president has blessed us, and we've been able to bless him in years past. And our publication has gone into his home for many, many years. And when they moved to the White House, we received a special notification of a special address to send it so that they would receive our publication in the White House. And when the inauguration came, we were honored with a special invitation to attend the inauguration. And I thought that was an honor. I appreciated that. And I thank God that everybody isn't forgotten by men when they receive higher places of rank, that they still remember those who are yet beneath them. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate our president. And I appreciate his wife and the stand that she takes and declares that Jesus is Lord. We may not agree with everything we see, but our place is to hold them up in prayer and to proclaim that Jesus is Lord and to stand with them and declare that the witness of that the power and the presence of the Lord and his divine direction shall be their portion. Now May the 6th has been declared a day of national prayer by our president. And on that day, we're to have a day of fasting and prayer. And all of you go home and spread that abroad. And we're going to try to get to every minister in this town and notify them personally and try to declare really a day of fasting and prayer for this nation and for our president. So remember that and do that. Now, I'm going to turn the service to Brother Haggard. And as he comes, I'm going to ask that Brother Nelson plays and sings for us the little chorus about the blood of Jesus washing our mind.
Lord, paint my mind with the blood of Calvary. Lord, paint my mind with the blood of Calvary. Wash away all the same of yesterday's pain. With your breath of love, you colored the earth, the sky, the sea. Lord, please do this one thing for me. Take my mind with the blood of Calvary.
I guess the folks feel that they don't. I was supposed to sing this myself, but I don't want to sing it myself. I want you folks to sing it with me, everybody. Hallelujah. Lord, paint my mind with the blood of Calvary.
Lord, paint my mind with the blood of Calvary.
Wash away all the stains of yesterday's pains with your brush of love.
Wash away all the stains of yesterday's pain with your brush of love.
You colored the earth, the sky, the sea.
You colored the earth, the sky, the sea. Lord, please do this one thing for me. Paint my mind with the blood of Calvary. Lord, paint my mind with the blood of Calvary. Wash away all the stains of yesterday's pain with your breath of love. You colored the earth, the sky, the sea. Lord, please do this one thing for me. Take my mind with the blood of Calvary.
Now we're going to have a brief scripture study. There's many people here that have traveled such a great distance. We're not going to, and I think the Lord wants the needs of the people dealt with. And my goodness, we have people here from Mississippi and Alaska and Arizona. I don't know how far, but Texas, I don't know where that is, but that we're going to vote them in United States some of these times, aren't we, Charlie? We're going to take Texas into the Union, I think. But, we're going to just move rapidly. But the whole idea this evening, the title of this is God's Plan to Build the Family as a Fortress That's Invincible. You can't take it apart if a family functions right. But yet he's laid down some rules scripturally. But I want to show you, I just want to quickly go through some scriptures as the Lord would quicken our memories as to the essential things that a home has to have to be a fortress. Otherwise, the home can be torn up with divorce spirits. It can be riddled with thievery and lying and deceit. And the man or the woman cannot trust each other. The kids will grow up to be untrustworthy and lazy. Won't want to work, and that home will be in poverty. But you see, the goal of every father, the goal that we outlined that is the privilege of every overcomer, is number one, the father, the mother, and all the kids ought to have a sound mind. Now, a sound mind is a controllable mind. That's a disciplined mind, and that's what... How many in here have a controllable mind? I don't believe it. I don't think you can
keep your thoughts 5 minutes on what you want to think about. You're kidding yourself. I'm not trying to belittle you. I'm just trying to be honest. I haven't met a guy with a sound mind yet. A guy with a sound mind, you start out in Colossians 3:17, you think you got a sound mind, but you just go down the road. Next time you're in the car, you just say, I'm going to do everything, Colossians 3:17, to the glory of God. I'm going to drive this car to the glory of God. I'm going to step on the accelerator to the glory of God. I'm going to stop at this stoplight to the glory of God. I'm going to do everything to the glory of God. Then pretty soon, in a couple hours, you'll say, hey, wait a minute now. Right here a while back, I was going to do everything to the glory of God. When did I lose track? When did I drop that? Well, when the thought crossed your mind about arguing with Aunt Mamie and what you were going to tell Uncle Sam when next time he made that remark to you. I mean, the devil's got so full of got so many evil spirits in our mind of confusion, forgetfulness. I hate the names, the others. But, you see, we don't have sound minds. But God can give us a sound mind. Sound mind is a spirit of a sound mind. It's a disciplined mind. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a sound mind, which means a controllable mind. And that means that you're able to concentrate. You guys have held your hand up. How far down a page of a textbook can you read and not have to go back up and start over again when you lose your thought, friend, in reading the page? I mean, just be honest with yourself, you know. How many times do you pick up your Bible and start reading 3 or 4 verses, and then you say, now, wait a minute, let's go back up here and see where I was, you know. That's a spirit of a sound mind, and that ought to be the goal. And the only way your children can get this is to root out and deliver them from confusion, from fear, from forgetfulness, from senility. Now, your children won't have senility yet, but they're beginning. Some earlier than others, you know. And we must root those out and keep the children delivered of that. Now, the next thing that we're entitled to is health. We need to rebuke arthritis early. Right, honey? We need to rebuke heart trouble early, you see. We need to rebuke heart fibrillation before we even have to go to the doctor. We need to rebuke high blood pressure. We need to rebuke sugar diabetes. We need to rebuke anything before it even hits us. That's our privilege. Matthew 8:17. He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. If he did that, what are we doing with them? See? Okay, then the next thing that we're entitled to in the 5 things that a family should be entitled to would be, we've got sound mind, we've got health. We're going to get wealth. We ought to have protection. Psalms 91 guarantees protection. And we're finding out now Psalms 91 is restoration, protection, wealth, the whole ball of wax. But those of you who are fearful of the wrath of God being dumped on anybody, the guarantee of God is in Psalms 91:8, where it says, only with thine eyes will you see my wrath poured upon the wicked. See, only with your eyes will you see the wrath poured upon the wicked. All right. Wealth would be the fourth thing. 2 Corinthians 8:9 says that Jesus Christ became poor that we might be wealthy. Now, some of you have all the money you need, and that's nice. But there's just a lot of us that could use a little more. Right? And the Lord promised it, but you know, I'll tell you what. The devil's going to see that that's the last thing we get. If he's going to fight anything, it's the overcomer getting wealthy. And I tell people there's a demon sitting on every dollar that's supposed to come into the treasury of the overcomer, and you got to dynamite him off of there before you can get the dollar. It is a fact. We're in a war. And I'll tell you, once you get, we don't have time to talk about it tonight, but once you get to serving the Lord in deliverance, and until you learn your warfare, the bank's harder to deal with. Your suppliers are harder to deal with. Your creditors will push you harder. Why? Because the demons in that organization know that you are dynamiting the devil. And they know that you stand as an overcomer, and we haven't cleared enough land yet to make it all happen for the overcomer, see? But we're getting it cleared. We're getting there, and it's just going to take a little while longer to do it. And then the fifth thing that everybody ought to have in their life as an overcomer, and the Bible is scripturally gives it to you, is power. How to get the power of God in your life. And you don't do it with hocus pocus. You don't do it with emotionalism. You don't do it. Look, I want to just tell you this. Every church ought to be a home. We're just going to quickly cover Scripture, but I'm not against churches. I'm not against meetings like this at all. I think they're of God. I think they must be. I think they're the strength. I think they're where we come together to learn of God and learn how to get the power. But see, for centuries, we've had meetings of how to come and get touched and then go home and get beat up again. What we need to do is teach people how to get the power of God in their lives. And the way to get the power of God in their lives is to make every home a church. And Jesus Christ set it up that way, and the Father has to start it. Now, in 1 Peter, see, Ephesians 5, starting along about 25, you'll find it, but it says that the Father, now, I'm talking to you men right now. I just want you men to understand something. You got a responsibility. And there's a lot of us that haven't accepted that responsibility. And I want to tell you something, that if we don't properly accept the responsibility, God says we're cut off from Him. I want to show you where that is. But it says Jesus Christ is head of the wife and the home. I mean, the husband is head of the wife and the home, as Jesus Christ is head of the church. Now, you can figure that out. This woman wrote me and said, my husband said he hated fat, and she had gained a lot of weight from the baby, and this guy's a minister. And she said that he hates my fat. I must lose weight. I'm desperate. And I had prayed for her a time or two, and she'd had some results and some help, but she was, just because she was losing the love of her husband, she was extra desperate. Now, I want to ask you something. See, doesn't the Scripture say if you hate your wife's body, it's like hating your own body? And how's a minister going to minister to any fat person if he hates them? If you can't stand fat, I wouldn't be able to minister to half the women I minister to. And I'll have to confess, I have a heavy wife myself, but we're whipping that.
In 1 Peter 3, 7, I want you men to look at this real close. It's probably one of the most serious scriptures for men, for husbands in the Bible.
Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel. Now, what that means is the husband has to recognize that the wife is weaker than him. Now, the husband has to recognize that his wife is weaker than him. He's the warrior in the home. He's head of the home. He's head of the home as Jesus Christ is head of the home. And he must dwell with his wife, recognizing the fact that she needs his prayer, she needs his protection, the kids need his protection, and his job is to protect the home and stand against Satan. He can bind Satan. It isn't the wife's job to sit there every morning and bawl and bind and get sorrowful and all that kind of stuff. It's the husband's job. Now, if the husband does not accept that position, look what it says. Giving honor unto your wife as a weaker vessel and being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Look, if the husband does not, God has set this up. So if the husband does not accept his responsibility, his prayers won't be answered. That's all there is to it. You know why we have powerless Methodist churches? Men's prayer meetings aren't worth that. Because they're not defending their home. They don't dwell with their wife with the knowledge that she needs their protection. It's set up by God to force the man to be a warrior and take his position, or he loses everything. He'll lose his home. He'll lose his children. He'll lose it all. Is it any wonder that Satan's had a heyday? You see. So the thing that we must realize is that the husband has a responsibility. And, Father, we just ask you, you see, in Mark 16:17, the reason that you have to have some scripture. Now, you're going to be opening your homes to deliverance once in a while. The first thing you're going to do is to establish your home as a church. And it's going to be a powerful, it's just as powerful as where 300 people are gathered. Jesus says two is as good as 300 or 200. Then you're going to establish your home and teach your children and tomorrow morning we're going to talk about the weapons of our warfare. And there's 40 of them. And we're going to quickly go through the main ones to bring the power of God into the home. We've had people put up that scripture wall in their kids' bedroom where there's been learning problems. That's all they did, and the kids get cured of their learning problems. I mean, Deuteronomy 6 commands us to put... We don't print those things just to make wallpaper. We print them to bring power of God into the home. Anything we print is for to bring power of God into the home. We don't waste our time. And we don't waste our money, and we don't do anything. We don't print things just for reading purposes. We print them for power purposes. Anytime you see anything with our name on it, it's to bring the power of God upon the person that uses it and wants to learn it. You see, that's the only way we mess with it. And the Deuteronomy 6:9 says, put those things up on your doorpost. That's a commandment. I don't care if you use a brown paper sack. Get them up. It's a commandment. The demons will read them and be very interested in them. They won't hang around near as much. Well, anyway, we've had more miracles from that single thing of scriptures on the wall than anything we've ever done. It's just the most remarkable thing. It's just funny how barriers are broken. Now, when you have a family church and you're going to do deliverance or pray or anything like that, you must have scripture first. Now, don't start reading out of some lovely book, How the Devil Likes Book Reports. The Bible's all you need. Leave the lovely storybooks alone. Look, the power of the Holy Spirit is all the kids need to explain the scriptures to them. They don't need a colorful page of pictures. They don't need tremendous illustrations. They don't need a flowery description of the Bible stories. They need the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit's business is putting it in them. But they've got to have the Word of God and not run through two or three men's minds and then put on a printed page. There's power in the raw word of God. Now, to prove that and to show that God likes his word, and that's why we, you see, have to have it first, is that in Mark 16, someplace along about 20, we'll find it in a minute. In Mark 16, 20, it says, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them. You want to work with him, don't you? And confirming the word. See, they taught the gospel. They taught the commandments of Jesus Christ. Confirming the word with signs following. That's what you want in your home every time you get together for prayer. So anyway, Father, we just ask you to send your son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and manifest himself in this building and manifest himself to every person here. And as a person would start a deliverance meeting and start a deliverance group, and I want to say that there are deliverance workers here, and I see the Moody's back there. They have deliverance in their home every Friday night. Harlan Dean is an old pioneer, been deliverance work in Beaumont for 7-8 years. Harlan, these people that I'm naming are putting a lot of their money and effort in deliverance, paying a price. Paul here has started a prayer group trying to get the community interested in deliverance. I just see Glenn and Irma have been teaching deliverance for ever since they've been here. And I just say this, that it's too bad that you can't go a block and get deliverance. See, it's just too bad that we've got the fine church buildings we have and fine educated pastors. Boy, we've got educated pastors better than any other country, and no deliverance. No help, no power. And you have people, a lady, we have no way to take care of her or anything else, but a lady's been calling us from Tampa, Florida, to come up to Yorktown and stay for a week or two. We have no way to take care of her. And yet she just insists on coming. Well, she's desperate for deliverance. She's made several errors, and she admits it. She is a spirit-filled woman, has multiple sclerosis, and how are you going to turn a person like that down, you see? It's just one of those things that you have to make a little extra effort. But we've never seen her before, you know. Someplace along the line, she's had several pastors, but you know what? They've been fraud. We've got fraud in the storehouse. See, we've got fraudulent. We've got people living off the people's money who give them money for spiritual help and don't return the spiritual help. See, that's fraud. Well, anyway, the thing of it is, as a person would start a deliverance station, what we're going to do this evening is run through this fragmented soul bit. Now, you've had some teaching on that and some training, but we've found out that, see, you know what an evil soul tie is. An evil soul tie is when you sleep with a harlot or when you sleep with a woman, the Bible says they become one body. And so a soul tie is developed. However, you can cut that soul tie, and we had a lot of people coming to us, and a lady that I was talking with one day, she said, well, if she had had quite a past, and
she said, if all those, if I had soul ties, because I had part of their soul in me, all the men I've slept with, and part of my soul is in them, then how do I get their soul out of me? And so their fragmented soul out of me. So I, as I was driving home, see, the first thing you want to do is try it on yourself. And so as I was driving home that afternoon for lunch, I got to thinking about that. I said, well, Father, bring to my mind the people that I might have souls in me, just fragmented souls. Well, it didn't take long. Name just popped right into my mind. So I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command the soul of such and such come out of me. About lost control of the car. And I said, I command the soul of such and such come out of me. Burp, burp, burp. I started coughing. And then I commanded another and out of me, and another and out of me, and another and out of me, and I delivered on every one. And so the thing of it is, I got to thinking, well, now, we were dealing with a divorcee from Indianapolis, and we couldn't get the spirit out of her. We'd get it manifested, and one night I got it talking, and I said, on what grounds are you staying in her? And the spirit said, because she loves him. Well, I see we didn't know anything about souls at that time, and fragmented souls. So I know that her husband, who was a raunchy drug addict, a confirmed alcoholic, and in witchcraft heavy, his soul was still in her, giving legal grounds to all those spirits to stay in that girl as long as she kept that part of the soul in her. So we started. A girl came up from North Carolina, not South Carolina, Charleston, wherever that is. And she couldn't quit smoking. She couldn't quit a lot of things. And so I just said, well, it's worth a try, you know. So I just said, I command the soul of her mother to come out of her. And that thing reared up from the table and started talking to me. And said, I will not come out of her and everything. I thought, well, now a soul shouldn't be talking. You know, you wouldn't think. And so the evil spirits embedded in that soul were refusing to leave. Because that was their root to stay in her. And I tell you, we had quite a fuss. The soul of her father was the same way. And then, lo and behold, the soul of her grandfather. And it's a peculiar thing, but now, and I don't understand it. I need you to pray about it, see? But the souls of dead people that have been dead quite a while, are still in these people. And then we find out the souls of the Catholic priests are in them. The souls of the witches that have put curses on them. The souls of the witches that have taught them witchcraft at some time in their lives are still in there. The souls of brothers and sisters, the souls of psychiatrists, the souls of doctors, and giving legal grounds to the spirits of epilepsy, drunkenness, harlotry, prostitution. Here's a sweet little old girl been married to a raunchy boy and divorced him. Still has his soul in there, and she can't live right. She can't understand. I just wanted to mention this while the Lord's bringing it to my mind, and the fact that all baby girls and all children should be delivered of incest and rape, because we have found that when a child is born with incest and rape, this girl can be a wonderful 12, 13-year-old Christian girl wanting to lead a good life and every old man in the country wanting to par. See? It attracts
those spirits in her of rape and incest and harlotry attracts the demons in these old men and young boys or anybody that has these companion spirits. And so if you will deliver these girls of these spirits, they won't attract. There'd be many a girl never raped if she'd been delivered of the spirit of rape. She wouldn't have attracted the companion spirit, see? Now, I'm sure that there's inconsistencies in that, but anyway, I've heard the testimony of too many girls that have been delivered of harlotry, incest, and rape, and prostitution, and they never attracted men anymore, you see. And up to that time, they were always attracting guys that were bothering them and making passes at them. So we should keep that in mind with our children and deliver our children from that. So the thing that everyone in here probably kind of went through the mass deliverance prayers of forgiveness last night, I imagine, didn't you? There's four things that you should, when you start a deliverance service, there's warfare prayers. We're not going to take time to take them, but here's four things or four areas that hang up a deliverance. Pride, the spirit of pride. Unbelief and doubt. And I'll tell you, these fragmented souls in people keep a lot of people from being saved because they're full of the hard heart of unbelief. Way back to the third generation, some of these souls of the grandfather in these people have the hard heart of unbelief in them. And occult, being involved in the occult and in unforgiveness. And I'm just going to ask you all to unhook yourself from those four right now and just confess and unhook yourself from those four areas so that we won't have to go through the mass deliverance. Now, if a father was starting, let's just say that he was going to have a deliverance for the family. Let's just say that the father was going to set the children down for a deliverance station. And we have a lot of people now that's doing that. I mean, they're more interested than they've ever been in delivering their children. And so they set them down, and this is the procedure that everyone should go through. First of all, it ought to bind the strong man over the area. Whatever you're accustomed to binding a strong man over, let's bind a strong man over the state of Arkansas. And we bind the strong man over the state of Arkansas. We bind the prince of power of the air over the strong man over the state of Arkansas. And we ask the Father to send angels to sever the force and power between Satan and the strong man. Now that isolates the state. Then, in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, we bind the strong man over the city and over the county. And daily I bind the strong man over my business. I have a girl at Purdue University, and I daily bind the strong man over Purdue University. I bind the strong man over the faculty, and I bind the strong man over the student body. And then I ask the Father to send angels into the student body and into the faculty to create great favor for Mary Lois. And I loose into her the spirits of wisdom and everything every day. She's got a 5.7 out of 6th grade average. She was just admitted to the National Honorary Society at Purdue. And I tell you, I think that the angelic protection that surrounds her keeps her calm. Keeps her strong, you see. And kids in college have a terrible pressure on them. She's pre-pharmacy and pre-veterinary medicine. They're very difficult courses. And But I daily, when I'm on a trip, and she's at Purdue, she's home right now just for a couple of days of resting and with her mother. But when I'm on a trip, when I lay down at night, the last thing I do before I go to sleep is bind the strong man from the state level on down over all my family wherever they are. Just arrest evil as much as possible. A lot of times at night I'll wake up and I'll feel a pressure on me. I'll just some way feel just pressure. So I'll start binding the strong man, and by the time I get down to myself, the pressure's gone. And I'm usually asleep. The best way in the world to get your rest. And you see, you should do that daily. You ought to start to learn to do this. Now, if I pick you out personally and talk to you, don't let it embarrass you. Just thank the Lord we're interested in you, see? But you see, a person ought to learn to defend themselves. And a person ought to teach the children to defend themselves. And the earlier you teach them, the better off they are. There's a story in Winning Over Witchcraft back there of a lady back in Maryland. Her and her mother spent 2 hours in the worst high school in the county, which was theirs. It was just a terrible high school. I mean, it was the immorality, sex, drugs, alcoholism was high. They went in there and anointed all the doors, anointed all the windows, all the lockers. They spent 2 hours anointing that school. When the school opened, the principal immediately announced a dress code for the first time in the history of the school, and everything was just as different as night and day. And they wrote me a letter about it. I got a letter 5 months later from the mother-in-law that helped, and she said, "You won't believe what's happening in that high school." She says, "This is a follow-up." She says, "Their choir is going to all the other high schools singing hymns." Yeah, she says, "The school, I've got copies of the testimony. The school choir is singing hymns at other high schools." Well, you know, how many people have done that to their high school? See, they just took the time and did it. Now, what I'm saying, the reason we haven't had the power of God, and the reason we've had so much of Satan and so little of God, is we haven't done anything. See, we haven't done anything to bring the power of God on our family. And now that we know in these days, we're going to start moving. We're going to start doing it. So we bind the strong man over this property, over Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. And we bind the strong man over this meeting. And we bind the strong man over every individual here. We bind the prince of power of the air over every individual here. And we ask the Father to send angels and sever the connections and force and communications between Satan and everybody's strong man in this room. And we loose confusion on him and destruction on him. And now, Father, we ask you to send us angels. You see, there's as many evil spirits in the ground as there is above the ground. And so we ask you, Father, to send angels. Father, we ask you for 100 legions of angels to just make a complete sphere, a 360-degree sphere around everybody in this room. And seal us off, Father, Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and to the word of their testimony, and they feared not their life unto death. That's Revelation 12:11. And that puts an extra layer of angels around us. And now, Father, I ask you to send angels into that sphere and pick off and remove any loose evil spirits that are not in anybody. Any loose evil spirits in this room that's sealed off, I ask you, Father, to send angels and remove them. And now, Father,
I ask you to send your son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as is promised in the Scripture, to manifest himself to all evil spirits and all the wicked, fragmented souls in every person in this room. Just fill this room with Jesus, Father. Oh, Father, how we need you tonight. I want everybody here that's been trying to get delivered and get rid of what's bothering you to just be sincere with the Father and honest with the Father and just know that you're going to get whatever's rooted, been rooting that in there, out of there tonight. And when we run through these things, just don't worry. If there's no manifestation, don't worry about it. It doesn't mean they're not there. It just means they're bigger than what you think. They're better rooted than what. See, the better rooted they are, the longer it takes to get them out, and the quieter they can lay. If they've got a big hole down in there, it takes a while. It takes several times. It takes several passes to get them out. Now, people of Indian origin, people who are of German Lutheran origin, Gypsy origin, have deeper roots than you think, too. See, you got witchcraft is heavier, say, in the Spanish community, in the Indian community, in the Catholic community. If you're an ex-Catholic, you've got real well-rooted curses in you. You see, and your soul, by the time when you're a Catholic, by the time you're 6-7 years old, they've completely removed your soul. That's why they say that you give me a child until he's a certain age, and he's ours for life. And then you go to talk to him 15 years, and he's never been in church again, but he won't talk to you about God. Yes, sir. They got a mind control spirit in him, and he won't listen to you, but he would listen to a priest, you see. And yet he's never been in the church in 15 years, you see. Now, have you ever met a person with no personality? Have you ever met a person who went to church and got saved and couldn't hold a nickel's worth of the Word of God? They get saved, they get saved, they get saved, they go to church, you try to tell them the Word of God, and there's nothing there to hold it. Now, the reason for that is because we have to understand what the soul is. In Genesis 2:7, it says, let's just say that, I want to explain something about the soul. You can take a leaf and lay a leaf on a piece of paper, like this. And they can cut half that leaf in two and let half of it fall off and photograph it with a spatial piece of photography equipment, and it'll photograph the whole leaf just like it was all still there. And yet half of it's gone. And what's remaining is the energy field from that leaf. It's still an imprint. Now, when you cut a man's leg off, he has a sensation of still having it many times, and they'll leave an itch. And he'll try to itch it. And then he'll remember his leg's gone. That's his soul. They didn't cut his soul off. He's got, clear to the end of his soul, he's got a soul, see? Well, anyway, the soul is an energy field. Well, we're going to explain that tomorrow. Okay. Now, the reason Masons wear aprons, the reason that they put aprons on is so their souls will go into their children. That's what that means. When they wear those aprons, that's to put the souls into their children. We're delivering a man now from Masonry that never belonged to Masonry. But he was at the bedside of his dying father when his good Mason father died. He got every Masonic spirit. And he's delivering just like he belonged to the Masons. Now, the place to stay away from to the bedside of a dying relative. Of course, they can hunch up. But let some other relative catch them. Because you'll pick them up there, you see. Now, in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, I break the curse of the bastard over every person here. I break the curse of incest over every person here. And you men that have had your cords tied or been fixed in any way so that you can't have children, there's a curse on that that needs to be broken, the curse of bruised stones, and I break that curse back 10 generations. And we have had men with severe pain until that curse was broken, you see. So if you have a friend or a relative with that, that's had that done, they need that curse broken. It's in the Bible. You can. I'll give you the reference in just a little while. In the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive every person's sin here. A father can forgive the sins of his children, you see, and we should remit. John 20:23 says, whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted. Thank you, Father. Praise God. Okay, now we're just going to run through this as an exercise, and anybody that wants a copy, why, just see me. It isn't in print or anything like that. In fact, we're just working with it. And like I say, if you get no reaction, don't worry about it. We'll give it a sweep tomorrow. And we're just going to deal with fragmented souls, the wicked fragmented souls in the people in general. And don't suppress it. You deliver them just like you do evil spirits. And we're going to call for the evil spirit. For example, in the woman is rooted the spirit of cancer. In the woman is rooted the spirit of baldness in man. And that's rooted in the spirit of wizardry. And the demon of wizardry is in charge, head of the spirit of the cancer in women. And we've always known that the characteristic of baldness is carried in the woman, but yet manifested in the man, see? Well, anyway, Father, we just ask you to bring to our mind the things that need to be dealt with, and we ask you to thicken up your wall of angels and bring pressure on every spirit here. Now, I command the souls, the wicked souls, of the real mothers of these people to come out of them. I command the souls of the mother of these people to come out of them. I command the souls of the mother to come out of them, anxiety and worry and cancer and wizardry, to come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ right now. I command the soul of the stepmothers to come out. The souls of the stepmothers to come out and the second mothers to come out. I command the souls of the real fathers. You want to go after the real fathers, see? In the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the souls of the real fathers of these people to come out. The real fathers. And with the real fathers, I command incest and rape to come out of them right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The souls of the real fathers. Now I command the souls of the stepfathers to come out right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command with the souls, the hard heart of unbelief, incest and rape to come out of these people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now I command the souls of the mother's mother to come out. The souls of the mother's mother, along with it, Jezebel, come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jezebel, the souls of the mother's mother come out of these people right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Spirit of cancer, epilepsy, nervousness, anxiety, obesity come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command the spirit of obesity that's come down through the mother's mother to come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The souls of the mother's mother, and now the souls of the mother's father come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The soul of the mother's father come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come out of her. The wicked soul of the mother's father come out. Hard heart of unbelief. Masonry. Witchcraft. I command witchcraft to come out of these people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now I command the soul of the father's mother to come out. The souls of the father's mother come out of these people right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The souls of the father's mother. I command the souls of the mother's father to come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command the wicked soul of the mother to come out of these people right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, the wicked souls of the mother come out right now. And the mother's mother, I repeat in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm taking authority over you above every name that is named, and I command you to leave these people now. I command the souls of the father's father to come out. The wicked soul of the father's father come out of them, and all the spirit that's rooted in them. Now the souls of the mother's grandmother come out. The souls of the mother's grandmother come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the souls of the mother's father come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, move, move, move in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all the evil spirits that are rooted therein, all the evil spirits that are rooted in these fragmented souls come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now I command the souls of the father's grandmother come out. The father's grandmother come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Move, move. The father's grandmother, anxiety, witchcraft, harlotry, prostitution, nymphomania, cancer, baldness, wizardry, witchcraft, come out. Insanity, come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Confusion, forgetfulness, lunacy, mental instability, craziness, obesity, come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, obesity, come out. Come on, obesity spirit, craving. Now, arthritis, come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command the spirit of arthritis to come out of these people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Arthritis, come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, spirit of arthritis, heart trouble, heart fibrillation, heart fatigue, come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command the spirits of adultery to come out. Now I command every soul that's entered these people through sexual relations to come out. Every soul come out of these people that's entered them through sexual relations. Come on, move, move, move. Every soul that's entered them through sexual relations, come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Move, move, move. Every soul that every soul that's entered these people, the wicked, fragmented souls that's entered these people through sexual intercourse, come out right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All spirits that's entered them through adultery and harlotry and fornication, come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come out. Every wicked soul that's entered them through their brother, through homosexuality, through incest, through rape, come out. Every soul that's entered them through rape or incest, homosexuality, I command the souls of their brothers to come out of them. The souls of their brothers come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The souls of their sisters come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, move, move. The souls of their sisters come out of them. Come on, the souls of their sisters come out right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command every soul that's entered them through homosexual relations come out. Every soul
that entered them through homosexual relations come out right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every soul. Now, all gallbladder trouble come out of them. The spirit of gallbladder malfunction, liver trouble, cancer, cancer of the skin, cancer of the bone, cancer of the liver come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Blindness, cataract, glaucoma, epilepsy come out of them right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. Come on. Spirit of epilepsy. Move. 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 Every spirit of epilepsy in these people come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Move. Move. Come out. Now, suicide come out. Spirits of suicide, self-destruction come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Suicide come out. Depression. Spirits of depression come out of these people. Depression come out. Self-destruction come out. Lunacy, craziness, low IQ, dumbness come out. Spirits of dumbness come out of these people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All dumb spirits. Now, I command the souls of the doctors that are in these people to come out. Come on, the souls of the doctors. Come on. The wicked souls of the MDs, the wicked souls of the psychiatrists, the wicked souls of their doctors come out right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, the wicked souls of their doctors come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, move, move, move. The wicked souls of their doctors come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Shikala Mako, Selimashako, Kazi Vaposilimako. Come out right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now the wicked souls of the psychiatrists come out. Come on. All the souls that entered them in mental hospitals come out right now. Every soul that entered them in mental hospitals come out right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Move, 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 move. Come on, I command the souls of uncles come out. All the souls of the uncles that's in them come out. All the souls of the aunts that's in them come out. And all the souls of the cousins that's in them come out. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Move, move, move. Every one of you, move. I command everything that's leaving these people to go into the pit and never enter in them again. Go into the pit and never enter into them again. Father, I ask you for your Son Jesus Christ to manifest himself to these stubborn souls and stubborn spirits and tell them, and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to tell them they have to go. You must leave these people. Now I command the souls of the Catholic priests and Catholic fathers that's in these people to come out of them. The Catholic fathers, the fragmented souls of the Catholic fathers, leave these people now. Come on. The souls of the Catholic fathers come out right now. The souls of the Catholic fathers that's in these people come out of them right now. Move, 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 move. I command the souls of the healers that have prayed for these people to come out of them. I command the fragmented souls of the healers that have prayed for these people to come out of them right now. Move, move, move. Come on. The souls of the faith healers that have prayed for these people that have entered them, come out right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, move, move, move. The souls of the faith healers that have prayed for these people for their healing and entered them, come out right now. Come on, the wicked souls. I command the souls of the preachers to come out of them. The souls of the preachers and the souls of the preachers' wives. And I command the souls of the witches that have put curses upon them to come out of them right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command the souls of the witches that have put curses upon these people to come out right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. The souls of the witches and wizards that have put curses upon these people, come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come out right now. Move, 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 move. Come on. And I command the curses that are in these people to come out right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command the curses from the Catholics to leave these people. I command the curses from the witches' coven to leave these people. I command the curses from their father, the curses from their mother. I command Leviathan to come out of him right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command Leviathan out of everybody here. Come on, move, move, move. I command the spirit of pride, unforgiveness, doubt, and unbelief to come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Move, move, move. Yeah.
Keep me on spirit of pride.
In the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the spirit of Leviathan to come out of this man. I command the spirit of pride to move. I command the fragmented souls of the teachers of these people. I command the fragmented souls of the teachers of these people to leave them now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now I cast out of these people the spirit of poverty right now. You must leave. Move, move, move. Spirit of poverty, I command you out of them and into the pit, never to return. I command the spirit of lack and need and want to come out of these people. Come on, spirit of poverty, move. Come on, spirit of poverty, you must move. I command the curse of death to come out of these people. The curse of death, the curse of early death, the curse of poverty, come out. The curse of lack and want and need to come out of these people right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I command the spirit of automatic failure mechanism to come out of these people. Spirit of automatic failure mechanism. I command the spirit of obesity. Now, I'm talking to the spirits of obesity here, and I come against and cast out elongated duodenum. In everybody, every obese person here that's been cursed, I command the spirit of elongated duodenum to come out of these people right now. Come on, the spirit of heaviness come out. The spirit of shame come out. I command the spirit of elongated duodenum to come out of these heavy people. I command the enlarged stomach, the spirit of enlarged stomach, come out right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command the spirit of the enlarged stomach to come out of these people right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command the spirit of three meals a day to come out of these people. Come on. I command the spirit that you got to have three meals a day to come out of these people right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command the spirit that tells them they got to have three meals a day to come out of them. I command the spirit of hypothyroidism to come out. Hypothyroidism, come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command the spirit of hypothyroidism. I command depression to leave these people. Spirits of depression, moodiness, darkness, cloudiness to come out. The clouds are mine, the depresses them. Spirits of depression, move, move, move. I don't know what you mean. I command the spirits of unity to come out of these people. Come on, the evil spirits of unity to come out in these people, of these people. Right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Christian Science, come out. Now I command cravings to come out. I command cravings to come out of the obese people. Cravings for snacks and chips and cokes and icing and pies and desserts. I command the spirit of caffeine to leave these people. Come on. Caffeine addiction, come out of them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command the spirit of caffeine addiction to leave them right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Move, move, move. Now I command the spirit, I'll have an extra serving instead of dessert to come out of them. Come on. I command the spirit, I'll have an extra serving instead of dessert to come out of them. I command the spirit of stepped-up metabolism, inferiority complex, fat people are persecuted. I command the spirit of
that says that fat people are discriminated against. Come out right now. The spirit of shame, come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I command the spirit of blindness and deafness. I command the spirits of adultery and fornication, harlotry, nymphomania to come out of these people right now. The spirit of rape, the spirit of uncontrollable sex desire, come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command glaucoma, cataracts, increased pressure in the posterior and anterior chamber of their eyes, spirits of baldness, and now I command the spirits of cancer to leave these people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Cancer of the spleen, come out. Cancer of the bloodstream, come out. Cancer of the bone, come out. I command the spirits of cancer to come out of them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And now I ask you, Father, to send the angels and get their souls wherever they're stored and restore them back in place. And I command the spirits, evil spirits that's been put in there in place of their personality to come out of them. Come on. All spirits that have been put in them in the place of personality, of their normal personality, come out. All spirits that's been put in there in the substitute place for appetite, come out of them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All spirits that's been put in there in the substitute place for intellect, come out of them. Come on. All substitute evil spirits for intelligence, come out. All substitute evil spirits for heart, come out. All substitute evil spirits for mind, come out. All spirits that's been put in them as a substitute for emotions, come out. Anxiety, worry, sleeplessness, come out of her. Insomnia, come out of her. Move, move, move. Craziness, lunacy, come out right now. Come on, I command the souls of her past husbands to come out of her. Come on, I command the souls of her past husbands to come out of her. Come on, I command the souls of her past husbands to come out of her. I command all souls of all the women's past husbands to come out of them right now. Come on, all the souls of the women's past husbands to come out of them. Come on. Now I command the souls of the man's past wives to come out of them. The man's past wives to come out of them. The souls of the man's past wives. The souls of the man's past husbands. And I command again all souls that have entered these people by sexual intercourse to come out right now. Whether it be by adultery, fornication, padding, regardless, any intimacy, let's pick them up. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Shika Lamarco, Sili Mashako, Kesi Papu Sili Marco, Siki Papu Lamarcosi. I command bladder infection caused from drinking water out of wicked water wells come out of these people. Bladder infection, leave these people right now. Kidney infection, leave these people. I command witchcraft to leave these people right now. All spirits of witchcraft, come out of them. Witchcraft is rebellion against God. I command Antichrist spirits to come out of these people. Antichrist, come out of these people. And now, the spirit of barrenness, I cast it out of the women. All curses of barrenness come out of these women right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command the curse of barrenness to come out of these women. The curse of barrenness, come out of them. And now I command the curse of barrenness out of the men, too. The curse of barrenness, come out of these men right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command the curse of barrenness. I command the curse of dumbness to come out. Simplicity, simple-mindedness, come out of these people right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command the curse of simple-mindedness come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Shikalamako, Silimashako, Kisi Papulimaseko. Now, I command all
malfunction of the thyroid gland to come out of these people. All spirits causing a malfunction of the thyroid gland. All spirits causing a malfunction of the hypothalamus come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I command Satan to loose the minds of these people. I command all the spirits in the forebrain to come out. All the spirits in the midbrain to come out. All the spirits in the stem of the brain to come out. And all the spirits in the posterior part of the brain to come out. And every spirit that's binding the spirit of the mind, the spirit of the will, and the pineal body come out of these people right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I remove the curse of voodoo. I come against and cast out the curse of voodoo icing out of these people. The inability to receive or give love come out of these people. Right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Move, 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 move. The inability to give or receive love come out of these people. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Shikalamako, Silimashako, Isipakulimashako. I command club feet to come out. Crippling and deformity come out. I command every leg in me. I command every limb in this room, arms and legs, to lengthen to be equal length right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command every set of fingers and thumbs. I command the deformity out of them, and I command the thumbs to be equal in length and the fingers to be equal in length right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He'll grow that right up there. Well, ain't no problem there. Thank you, Father. Hearing, I command spirit of deafness to come out of her. In the name of the Lord. Oh, you itch. I command allergies. I command the spirit of allergies by witchcraft and curses to come out of these people. Spirit of allergies, come out right now. All spirit of allergies, come out. Emphysema, itching, come out. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, torment. Liver trouble, come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All allergies, come out. Allergic to dust, allergies to sunlight, allergies to feathers, allergies to fur, allergies to cats, allergies to dogs, come out of these people right now. I command itching to leave her right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, send angels and send the fire of the Lord upon her and burn that itching demon out of her right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just burn it off of her. All right, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the spirit of high blood pressure to leave these people. High blood pressure, you must go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the fragmented soul that high blood pressure is rooted in. I command the soul of her father to come out of her right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The fragmented soul of her father's father, come out of her in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I command the spirit of high blood pressure to leave her now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Leave everybody in this room. All wicked, evil spirits of high blood pressure, leave these people right now. All infirmity spirits must go to the pit and never return again. Never return again. Come on. I command mongolism, idiocy, come out of these people. I command the spirit of craziness, lunacy, insanity to come out of these people and go to the pit right now. Hardening of the arteries, mental instability. I command senility and aging to come out of these people right now. I command senility, aging, arthritis, allergies, come out right now. Come on, senility, come out of these people. Aging, come out. Move, move, move. Hardening of the arteries in the head that makes it nuts. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We won't tolerate you. We don't have to tolerate you. We're overcoming. I command the spirits of food allergies out of these people. Food allergies, move out. Allergy to milk, come out. Allergy to beans, come out. Allergy to whey, come out. Allergy to all food allergies, seed allergies, dust allergies. Move in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We command you to loose these people. Come out of them right now. Food allergies, upset stomach, sensitive stomach. Come out of her. flatulence, indigestion, come out in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Move, 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 move in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come out of them. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You must obey. Father, we ask you to send your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and manifest himself to every evil soul, every evil spirit in this room, and these people in these rooms, and tell them they must go to the pit tonight and never return again. Never return again. Tonight's the night. You've got to go. This is your time. I'm talking to every evil spirit in here. We're above every name that's named. I command the curses from the ancestors to come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All spirits of curses that have been inherited through the Indians, through the Eskimos, through the Spanish, through whatever, come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Through the German descent, wherever they came from, they got to go. Leave these people. Father, tighten up these angels. Tighten up these angels, Father. Oh, send them in here with their two-edged swords and chop. Send them into people and chop the roots of the curses. The roots of rejection, come out. Chop the roots of rejection, Father. Chop the roots of the rejection. I come against the spirit of the broken heart. The spirit of the broken heart. Right now. Bruised heart. The spirit of a bruised heart. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And now, huh?
Burnout.
I command the angels to go in and chop the roots of rebellion now. Chop the roots of rebellion. And set these people loose. Shikalamako Selimashako. The spirit of the bruised heart, come out of these women. Broken heart, bruised heart. Oh, my, the broken-hearted people. Shikalamako Selimashako Kisi Papule Makosi. Ace Papule Makosi. Kisi Papule Selimashako Kisi Makosi.
It's a man of sin and broken hearts coming out of this world right now. And we will let him do this time. Stand in broken hearts. Yes, right now. Stand in real hearts from the other people. Right here. And we will let him do this time.
Manifest yourself to that girl. Now, all spirits of a broken heart, come out. When you minister to a person of a broken heart, love them. That breaks that loose. That breaks that bond. Put your arms around them and love them. And break the power of that broken-hearted spirit and the bruised-hearted spirit. I command the pain to come out of that leg right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Spirit of pain, leave these people. Father, I ask you to send angels into these people and chop the roots and curses of pain out of them. I command pain to leave and go to the pit right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You must go. You must leave right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Need paper towel, will you? Go ahead.
I was going to ask you if you would pray that the soul ties between my mother and me would be broken.
I just sever the soul ties between him and his mother and break them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's all it takes. We need towels. No. In the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come against the spirit of heartburn, flatulence, irregular heartbeat, heart fibrillation, painful heart. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Spirit of heartburn, come out of these people. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Allergies are still a big problem. I command emphysema, bronchial asthma, come out of these people. Emphysema, bronchial asthma, pernicious anemia, come out. Lupus, come out. Every curse from her father, come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Move, 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 move.
Come on. Every curse. Every curse from her husband, come out. Come on. The curses from her husband, come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The curse of death, come out of these people. The curse of death, come out of these people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The curse of early death, come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sickle cell anemia, come out of that girl right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sickle cell anemia, come out of that girl. Move, move, move. Now, I command the soul of her psychiatrist to come out of her. Come on. I command the soul of her psychiatrist to come out of her right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. The soul of her doctor come out of her. The soul of her nurses come out of her. And the soul of her mother come out of her. Come on. The soul of her mother come out. Come on. The soul of her mother. Now, the soul of her mother's mother come out. I command the spirit... I command the evil spirit of Jezebel to come out of these people right now. The evil spirit of Jezebel. Father, I ask you to fix the hound on Jezebel and cause Jezebel to leave every woman in this room. Come on, spirit of Jezebel, come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I ask you, Father, to send the hound in and chew up Jezebel. And destroy Jezebel right now.
Yeah, but is it better to have one person talk with them and have all the rest of them like pray and everything, or
well,
for everybody?
Doesn't matter. It'll kind of speak of them. It's more confusing if everybody talks. It's better if one person leaves and the rest pray. But you don't always get things. Yeah. But it's better if just one person takes authority and then the rest of them just pray. But many times you just got so much activity, and don't worry about it. You know, when you get to run things yourself, you can do it like you want to. That's the way I look at it.
Now, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we come against all the remaining fragmented souls in these people. Any fragmented soul that's remaining in these people, come out right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Move! Move!
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.